You are listening to the Yummy Mummy Podcast, the best of series.
Welcome to the Yummy Mummy Podcast, where you will learn brand new and shockingly different tools to lose weight for the last time. And now, here's your host, certified life and weight loss coach, Laura Conley.
Woohoo! Before we dive into this week's best of episode, I wanted to let you know that the doors for the Yummy Mummy experience are open. So go to lauraconley.com. Click work with me and get yourself a seat. Doors close April 16th, and that is the same day that we start. So hurry on over there, save your seat, and let's go. Let's lose weight for the last time using the Yummy Mummy method, which is new and different. It is not like anything else you've ever tried. So how is it new and different? Well, we balance your hunger hormones in order to lose weight for the last time. We do a custom plan. This is not a one-size-fits-all, babe. Nope, it's not. This is designed for you and your lifestyle. We create it together. It is systematized, and it is just for you. There's no counting. There's no measuring. You don't have to work out if you're not already working out, and or you could stop it, I guess, if you hate it. There's no macros. None of that BS. That's not sustainable, right? How else? Neuroplasticity. We literally change your brain. If you feel like you know all of the things, but you just can't get yourself to follow through, it's because you have to rewire your brain using this method. We also learn how to feel our feelings. I didn't know this, but I was an emotional eater, and that was part of the reason I didn't weigh what I wanted. I would grab for a handful of nuts when I was bored, or I'd eat a second cupcake because the party just wasn't that fun and the cupcake would make it more fun, but it wasn't serving me. So I learned how to feel instead of eat. And you might not be a big like binge eater, but if you are not using food for what it is for most of the time, it's going to be impossible to weigh what you want. So come learn how to feel your feelings. It's really not that hard. We also have daily loving accountability. So we are checking in on you every single day to make sure you are creating what it is you want to create. And then the last reason as to why it's new and different is because we learn how to love ourselves. We become our own bestie and we have fun along the way. We're not white knuckling till the end. This actually can be a very enjoyable experience. One that you don't ever want to quit. So come on in, go to lauraconley.com. It is guaranteed. You either lose weight or your money back. And the reason I give that money back guarantee is because I know you've tried all the things. I know you feel like you failed. Like, why is this going to work? No one has ever asked for their money back because guess what? This works. You are not a special unicorn, babe. You're not. I thought I was. All my clients think that they are coming in and you know what? They use this methodology and they lose weight for the last time and they're not a special unicorn. So borrow my belief in you. Really, that's a thing you can do. You can borrow my belief that you can do this. I know you can do this. I'm going to hold your hand the whole way. That's why it's so important to have a coach so that I can cheer you on. I can show you your blind spots and we can solve for those blind spots in the future. This really is the permanent solution. This is the last time. So head over to lauraconley.com, click work with me. There's even a button over there if you want to book a call and talk through your decision. Like if you're on the fence, it's no pressure-y, it's not slimy. It's just a fun, casual conversation that you and I get to have. So hurry on over. I'll see you inside. We start April 16th, just in time for the summer and really the rest of your life. Okay, I love you. Have the best week ever.
Have you thought the thought, I should know better by now? Like you notice you've just eaten the cupcake when you said you weren't going to eat the cupcake. And then you think to yourself, I should know better by now. And you start beating yourself up. Now, maybe you don't say the words, I should know better by now. Maybe you say something else. So I should know better by now can also look like, what's wrong with you? Come on. Oh my God, there must be something wrong with me. There has to be. How can I not get this? I've read so many books. I'm a nutritionist. I'm a dietitian. I'm a trainer. I'm a yoga teacher. There must be something wrong with me if I have all this knowledge and I can't implement it. The thought, I should know better by now, might also look like, I know exactly what to do. I'm just not doing it. Okay, you guys, this thought is toxic. Okay? Toxic. Because, number one, let's be really clear. What's a thought? A thought is a sentence in your brain. A thought is not a fact. A thought is oftentimes a lie. And our brains will feed us a lot of thoughts that are lies so that our brain can get food, because our brain wants to eat all the food all the time. You guys, literally, that is our brain's job, to eat as much food as possible, as often as possible, because it thinks if we do that, then we are going to live and survive. That is your primitive brain. The part of your brain that literally thinks we still live in caves. Yoo-hoo! Brain, it's 2021. Let's upgrade that programming. So that's exactly what this podcast is going to do. It's going to help you to update the default setting that your brain came with, which is eat all the food all the time. So there's nothing wrong with you. Mm-mm. No, we just have to learn how to implement and follow through. That's a different skill than knowing what to eat and what not to eat, okay? So it is a lie. It is a thought. It is not something that I ever want you to think again, right? You guys, thoughts are choices. Now, if your brain offers you this thought again, you don't have to believe it. You can create space. Now, let's talk about why this thought is actually a problem, okay? You guys remember, I teach you the think, feel, act cycle. You think the thought, I should know better by now, how do you feel? Think about it right now. When you think that thought to yourself, I should know better by now, how do you feel? Think about how you might have felt as a kid when maybe a parent or somebody older than you told you the same kind of thing. You should know better by now. My guess is you probably feel shame. Maybe exasperated, maybe frustrated, maybe inadequate, okay? I should know better by now, for a lot of people, is going to elicit a feeling of shame or something similar to shame, okay? So think, feel, act. Think, I should know better by now. Feel, feeling is shame. Act, what do you do when you feel shame? Tell me, answer this to yourself, right? You probably try to make the shame go away. Maybe by eating, right? We don't want to feel shame. Shame feels like shit. It's like one of the worst emotions. So many of us do not want to feel shame. Now, this is a whole nother podcast episode, but shame is actually itself. It's not a problem. It's totally just a vibration in your body. But when you really don't know how to process your feelings, if you're kind of in knee-jerk, default, autopilot mode, and you think the thought, I should know better by now, you're going to feel shame, and then you're going to try to make shame go away by doing something that probably does not serve you, like eating, like being like, well, fuck it. I already ate that cupcake, and now I feel ashamed, so let's eat another one. How does this turn out for you, right? And then it perpetuates itself. So are we in agreement, you guys, that this thought is just not useful? It doesn't actually even matter if it's a lie, if it's true or not. It's just not useful. Now that we've outed the thought, hey, Laura, you should know better by now, we can create some space. We are not our thoughts. We are not our brains. We can create the space. There's our brain and then there's us. We are the ones in charge. We are the masters of our brain. At least that's what I want you to be. I want you to decide now. I'm the master of my brain. My brain is not the master of me, okay? So you can see how that thought is just not useful, because most likely it's going to get you to eat again. Again, that's the brain's job, eat all the things. The brain will get clever and sneaky in how it gets you to eat all the things. Okay, so what are some good counters? Right? Now we know the thought is not useful, but what do we do? Well, maybe we can counter the thought. Maybe we can offer a little friendly, playful debate when our brain says, hey, you should know better by now. What's wrong with you? Come on, let's go. Jesus, right? So when your brain says to you, you should know better by now, you can say, you know what, brain? I'm learning. This is a practice. One step at a time. This isn't a flip of a switch. So you guys want to know what's really fun? I actually asked my advanced yummy mummies what they think when their brain offers the bullshit thought, you should know better by now, okay? So one of my clients says, when her brain says, you should know better by now, She says back to her brain, thanks, brain. But this thought is not helpful. This is a practice. Another client says, I love this one. This is the part where I feel like I should know better. And I do, but it's just not a habit yet. Let's look back with love and let's do what's best next time. It'll be habit soon enough. Another client says, I choose to believe that I'm doing my best. Another client says, I say back to my brain, I'm where I am and it's exactly where I should be. The universe gives us what we're ready for when we are ready for it. Another client says, brain, remember, this is a lifelong journey. With every peak comes a valley and sometimes even a plateau. What I know is that everything happens for a reason and every I should know better is simply an opportunity to look back with love and move forward. Okay, you guys, I'm referring to look back with love a lot. Come into the Yummy Mommy Experience if you really want to hone that skill. I also have a podcast on it, so you can go back and learn about it. And another client, this is the last one, you guys. She says, I love this one. So good. She says back to her brain, good thing I don't know everything already. All of this learning is part of my journey and I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Seriously, wouldn't it be so boring if we just like knew all the things? Like that, literally, that would be boring. It's fun to grow and evolve. You get that deep sense of satisfaction and accomplishment when you do hard things on purpose. It's so rewarding. Okay, so this is your takeaway, you guys. I want you to decide exactly what you're going to say back to your brain when your brain offers the thought, I should know better by now. And I really want you to do this. And then I want you to write it down or I want you to share it with somebody. I do not want you coming to this podcast and consuming without implementing, without taking action. I want you taking action. When we consume, we don't actually change. We don't actually get better. But when we do one, and I don't want you to interpret this as like, oh, I have to spend 20 minutes doing this. No, literally, it's going to take you 15 seconds to write a note in your phone. It's going to take you 25 seconds to tell your partner, hey, I listened to this podcast, or your best friend or whoever, whatever. I listened to this podcast and like, let me tell you about this thought and what I'm going to tell my brain when my brain offers this thought. I know it sounds like a little cheesy, like if you bring that up with your friend, but I guarantee you, you'll have a really good conversation that will have depth and you will remember it, right? How many podcasts do we listen to and we forget? I love my dad because I love my dad, but one thing that he taught me. So when I was like back in my corporate days, you know how like you be in sales and I was in sales. I don't know if you were in sales, but it's like I'm having a conversation with you, right? So I was in sales for a very long time and we would go to these sales conferences or like to these trainings or whatever. And I would get like all inspired and my dad would be like, that's so great. That's amazing. But what is your takeaway? What is one thing you're going to implement? Right? And I think that's like the best advice, you guys. We can't just consume because we won't actually change. It'll feel good because you'll get that hit of dopamine from learning new information. But actually, I want you guys to go write down your one takeaway, your one thing you're going to say back to your brain, or I want you to tell somebody. You know, James Clear, he wrote Atomic Habits. He sent me an email today. And he had a quote about this. I'm actually going into my email right now to find this quote because it was so good. Okay, this is what he says. The more you create, the more powerful you become. The more you consume, the more powerful others become, right? So I think it's very important to create and consume. So by starting a conversation, you create. By writing something down, you create. Consumption is great. I want you guys to continue to consume for sure. Just make sure you match it with creation. And that can just be literally starting a conversation, even if you feel like, oh, this is so cheesy. Who cares? If you get over the thought, I should know better because you had a cheesy conversation, it's so worth it. It's the best. What did you guys think of the best of? It's so good, right? All right. So if this resonated with you, get on over to lauraconley.com, click work with me. You've tried all of the other things that don't work. Try the new and different thing. Stop doing the same thing and expecting a different result. This is new and different because we work on your mindset. If you feel like you know all the things and you just can't get yourself to do them, The reason why is because you haven't changed your brain. You haven't worked on your mindset. And that's exactly what we do inside the Yummy Mummy. Love you. Have the best day ever. Ciao, ciao.
Hey, if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, I would love it if you leave a rate, review, and a subscribe on whatever you're listening to this podcast in. Pretty pleased with the cherry on top. It would help me so much, and it would help all the other mamas out there hear this message. Thank you in advance. I really appreciate it. And you have to come check out the Yummy Mummy Experience. It's my proven lose weight for the last time group coaching and course. Head to lauraconley.com and just click work with me. Other than that, you guys, I would love to give you a free gift. If you want your free listener only gift, go to lauraconley.com/gift. And from there, you will get your free best ever weight loss hack. So cool. The last thing I want to tell you guys is I do have a free Facebook group. It's called, you guessed it, The Yummy Mummy. Lose weight for the last time, end body drama, and get food freedom. You can just search that in Facebook, or again, you can head to the show notes and you'll find the link there. All right, you guys, have the best day ever.